Blog Talk Radio.
180 degrees.
New direction.
Welcome. This is a Hodge to Hodge podcast, and this is the Messenger Edition. I'm Nurse Carmen, and we have co-producers Ken and Ron Hodge. And I like that mix. Messenger. Now we'll have a conversation with the messenger, Ron Hodge.
Good evening. I started to go up on a little bit of a little escapade there, but I wanted to touch base once again. It is a pleasure and an honor to be before you. I hear something in the background. I said I hear something in the background.
Oh, I have nothing on, so.
Okay, but I wanted to talk to us because of right now the fears and stuff that we have with the virus going on and stuff. And once again, I am not in any way trying to get anybody to kill themselves. I'm trying to get people to understand to live life and to live it abundantly. The word tells you that he said, "Lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world." So what I want us to understand, first understand, is death is not an end, but a beginning. Not a horror, but a joy. It is not a closing down, but an opening up. The happiest moment of your life will be the moment it ends. That's because it doesn't end, but only goes on in ways so magnificent, so full of peace and joy and wisdom as to make it difficult to describe and impossible for you to comprehend. So the first thing you have to understand, as I said already explained to you is that Hitler didn't hurt anyone. In a sense, he didn't inflict suffering. He ended it. It was the Buddha who said, life is suffering. The Buddha was right. So people think that Hitler, and I'm just going over this now just because we're speaking on death and God and how things work, and people think that Hitler did bad. But we have to understand that he wasn't, he didn't think he was doing something bad. He actually thought he was helping his people. And that's what most people don't understand. No one does anything that is wrong given their model of the world. If you think Hitler acted insanely and all the while knew that he was insane, then you understand nothing of the complexity of human experience. Hitler thought he was doing good for his people, and his people thought so too. That was the insanity of it. The largest part of the nation agreed with him. You have declared that Hitler was wrong. Good. By this measure, you have come to define yourself, know more about yourself, which is good. But don't condemn Hitler for showing you that. Someone had to. You cannot know cold unless you were hot. Up unless there is down. Left unless there is right. Do not condemn the one that blessed the other. To do so is to fail to understand. For centuries, people have been condemning Adam and Eve. They are said to have committed original sin. I tell you this, it was the original blessing. For without this event, the partaking of the knowledge of good and evil, you would not even know the two possibilities existed. Indeed, before the so-called fall of Adam, these two possibilities did not exist. There was no evil. Everyone and everything existed in a state of constant perfection. It was literally paradise. Yet you didn't know it was paradise, could not experience it as perfection because you knew nothing else. Shall you then condemn Adam and Eve or thank them? And what say you, shall God do with Hitler? I tell you this, God loves and God's compassion, God's wisdom and God's forgiveness, God's intentions and God's purpose are large enough to include the most hideous crimes and the most hideous criminals. You may not agree with this, but it does not matter. You have just learned what you've come here to discover.
Okay.
And I say this because I wanted to go over the death thing to give us a little bit more understanding, to give us a little bit more appreciation for just who it is that we are and who it is that lives inside of us. Now, the word tells us no weapon formed against us shall prosper. But when that word is given to us, we automatically start thinking about knives and guns and stuff of that nature. But we have to understand it's more than that. Nothing that will do you any harm shall prosper. And when you know who you are, you will come to know, just as Jesus did, that you may strike this body down, but who I really am, you can't touch that. And this is the place, I mean, we've studied the different religions, and this is where we always talk about we want to be. And I'm telling you, you are there. You just have to receive it and accept it. You are there. And for those doubters, just think about some of the situations that you've been in throughout the course of your life, before you come to know who you are, before you come to know who you think you are, think about the situations that you are in. And I'm quite sure all of us can picture one point or another where technically you shouldn't be here today.
Right about that.
So what we have to understand is that God in you have been working in you since the beginning. He said, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. And so this is something that we have to come to understand, that these aren't just words. These are the prophet revealing things to you. And once again, I'll say it again, that we give certain prophets their status, but we are all, I won't say prophets, I'll say messengers.
Okay.
We are all messengers because God speaks to all of us. And as I've always said, it's just a question of who it is that is listening. And we have a tendency sometimes not to listen.
That's right.
So you must remember, you are using all of life, all of many lives, to be and decide who you really are, to choose and to create who you really are, to experience and to fulfill your current idea about yourself. You are in an internal moment of self-creation and self-fulfillment through the process of self-expression. You have drawn the people, events, and circumstances of your life to you as tools with which to fashion the grandest version of the greatest vision you ever had about yourself. This process of creation and recreation is ongoing, never ending, and multiple layers. It's all happening right now and on many levels. In your linear reality, you see the experience as one of the past, present, and future. You imagine yourself to have one life, or perhaps many, but surely only one at a time. But what if there were no time? Then you'd be having all your lives at once. Mm-hmm. And guess what? You are. You are living this life, your present, realized life, in your past, your present, your future, all at once. Have you ever had a strange foreboding about some future event so powerful that it makes you turn away from it? I guess we would call that a premonition.
Right.
From God's point of view, it is simply an awareness you suddenly have of something you've just experienced in your future. Your future you is saying, hey, this is no fun. Don't do this. You are also living other lives, which you call past lives, right now as well. Although you experience them as having been in your past, if you experience them all at once, and that is just as well, it would be very difficult for you to play this wonderful game of life if you had full awareness of what is going on. Even this description offered here cannot give you that. If it did, the game would be over. The process depends on the process being complete as it is, including your lack of total awareness at this stage. So bless the process and accept it as the greatest gift of the kindest creator. Embrace the process and move through it with peace and wisdom and joy. Use the process and transform it from something you endure to something you engage as a tool in the creation of the most magnificent experience of all times, the fulfillment of your divine self. Do not waste the precious moment of this, your present reality, seeking to unveil all life's secrets. Those secrets are secrets for a reason. Grant your God the benefit of the doubt. Use your now moment for the highest purpose, the creation, the expression of who you really are. Decide who you are, who you want to be, then do everything in your power to be that. Use what I've told you about time as a framework within your limited understanding upon which to place the construction of your grandest idea. If an expression comes to you about the future, honor it. If an idea comes to you about a past life, see it as it has any use for you. Don't simply ignore it. Most of all, if a way is made known to you to create, display, express, and experience your divine self and ever more glory right here, right now. Follow that way. And a way will be made known to you because you have asked. Producing this podcast is a sign of you asking. For you cannot be producing it right now before your very eyes without an open mind, an open heart, and a soul which is ready to know. The same is true for those who hear this later, for they have created it too. How else could they know now be experiencing it? Everyone is creating everything now being experienced, which is another way of saying that God is creating everything now being experienced. For God is everyone. Are you getting the similarities here? Are you seeing the perfection? It is all contained in a single truth. There is only one of us. There is only one of us. So it is important for us, and I say this with all sincerity. I just hope these words that are being said here tonight, that you don't take them as some kind of joke or some kind of guy goofing off, but take it at its word. And then take it within and have a conversation with God so that God in you can verify it. Because the God in you will not lie to you.
That's right.
But you've got to be able to have that open mind. You've got to be able to understand that it has to be more to this than what it is that you're going through right now. But I say to you, if you're happy with the way things are right now, let it be. Because it's all about you being the greatest you. But you got to understand, part of the glorious rhythm of life is the yin and the yang. One aspect of being is not more perfect or better than the other. Both aspects are simply and wonderfully that aspect. Men obviously embody other reflections of divinity, which women eye with equal envy. It has been said that being a man is your test or your probation. You have been a man long enough, when you have suffered enough through your own foolishness, when you have paid calamities of your own creation, when you have hurt others enough to stop your own behavior, to replace aggression with reason, contempt with compassion, always winning with no one losing, then you may become a woman. When you have learned that might is not right, that strength is not power over, but power with, absolute power demands others absolutely nothing, when you understand these things, then you may deserve to wear a woman's body, for you will have understood her essence. Now, I say this to say, that does not mean that a woman is better. It's different. It is you making that judgment. There is no such thing as better or worse in objective reality. There is only what is and what you wish to be. Hot is not better than cold, up not better than down. A point I've made before, hence, female is no better than a male. It just is what it is, just as you are what you are. Yet none of you are restricted, more limited. You can be what you wish to be. Choose what you wish to experience in this lifetime or the next after that, just as you did in the lifetimes before. Each of you is always at choice. Each of you is made up of all of it. There is male and female in each of you. Express and experience that aspect of you, which it pleases you to express and experience. Yet know that it is all open to each of you. Now, that's so important for us to understand. And I say that because the Spirit is leading me to this is something that we have to get over when it comes to sexuality.
Hmm.
You know, we like to say that God doesn't like God is. God is. There is nothing that you can do that is going to change the love that God has for you.
Amen. That's right.
We get so upset when homosexuals say that they were born a certain way, and we say right away that that is not of God. But everything is of God. Everything. Even the things that we think we don't like. And we have to understand, we only don't like them now because of our perception of reality.
Mm-hmm.
And our perception does not in any way whatsoever have to align with God's perception. When you come to understand that God is in control, then you come to honor those in which we call homosexuals or whatever name you want to give them. And if there is a guy that feels like he is a woman, what is it to you? We are to love ye one another. By no means am I telling anyone to be with this person or to be with that person. I am not saying that. I am just saying if this is what this person chooses to do, to be the best person that they can be, who am I to tell them no? You can't be the best person you can be. In order for you to be the best person that you can be, you've got to do what I want you to do. We've got to get over that. And if I would spend time to focus on myself to be the best person that I could be, then I wouldn't even be paying attention to what it is that someone else is trying to be. We have to honor that process as well. The same way you honor the process in which you're taking, you have to honor the process that the other person is taking.
All right now. Okay.
So it's important for us to stop looking at this thing from such cloudy vision. Whether we want to accept it or not, we don't have two eyes. We have three eyes. And it's that third eye that we have. That we need to start looking out more instead of the two that we have on our face.
Okay.
It's that third eye we need to focus on so that we can truly see things clearly. For those of you that might have a little doubt about the third eye, just think of all the things, the many things that people that have lost sight in their two eyes have still been able to accomplish. And right now, any one of us, if we had that the issue of not being able to see, we'd be lost.
That's right.
Until we understood.
Mm.
There's more to it than what it is that you see with the two eyes. Because the two eyes is dealing with this realm of living. The third eye takes you above it, which sees all. And this is where we need to get so that we can begin to truly enjoy this experience called life. I have said this for so many years. We don't need to. When you go to the movies and you see the movie, you know how it's going to end. Well, we know how this is going to end. And so because we know, and I say in, I don't say, take that back, not in, but how it's going to re-begin. We know how it's going to re-begin. So because we know how it's going to begin, then we should be able to have life and have it more abundantly. Why? Because we know that we have the victory. We know that we cannot die. We just transfer on into another thing. And for those that doubt me, I'm positive someone has passed on from this life onto another life, and they've come back and spoke to you.
That's right. Sure enough.
And I've heard many accounts of people saying that someone passed on, and not one time did somebody tell me that person said, "I wish I was back there." Oh, this place is hell. Nobody said that. I've never heard it. I take that back. I can't say no one said it. I've never heard it. All I've heard is of people talking about the experience that person that has went on to the next life has told them that everything is going to be all right. And that's what I'm here today telling you, that everything is going to be all right. To learn how to embrace death. And I have to say it again. I'm not telling anybody to go kill themselves because that's not what I'm doing. I just want you to understand that you can have life and have it more abundantly here and now. And creating the best person that you choose to be. Now, the most important thing that I said there was you. What you choose to be. Not what it is that others want you to be. If you want to be the best person that other people want you to be, then that's on you. But it's about you and your life. The power that you have, the ability that you have. You can do all things through the Spirit of God that dwells within you. Or through Christ that strengthens you. However you want to word it. But you must know that you are connected to the divine source. You are a part of it. And you remember that little thing we used to say as kids? I can do anything you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it is. We can do anything that God can do. We just have to believe. We have to know it and believe it and do it. This moment right now, make up in your mind just how you want tomorrow to be. And you wake up tomorrow and you push forward to make it what you want it to be, and I guarantee you it'll be that. You just have to know and do. Action and faith without work is dead. So you've got to do it. I'm going to make tomorrow the best day ever. You know what that means? That means when somebody comes at you with some silly stuff, you laugh that off and keep it moving because you are not going to let them create you. You are creating yourself. Each and every one of us, we have the choice. We have the choice to be happy or to be sad. In spite of any and everything, we still have that choice. So I say to you, choose ye this day who it is that you will be. Choose ye this day who you want to be. It is yours for the taking. All you have to do is make that choice. Looks like I might have my co-producer on tonight. If that's him, would you mind saying a word? I missed you, brother.
I don't believe it's co-producer.
Oh, hi. Sister T. Hello, it's been a while. But thank you for stopping in, Sister T.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
I hope all is well, my sister.
Yes,
what was
all
that?
Is well.
Oh, thank God. Well. Okay. All right.
Just know that you got the victory and it will stay beautiful. Know that no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. This virus or anything. Why? Because of the spirit that dwells within you. That's not telling anybody to be stupid, to go out there and do stupid things. But allow the spirit to guide you. And this is just a part of life that you will overcome as well. Because greater is he that is in you than anything that this world may have. I do thank you all for coming out tonight. I pray that maybe someone will find the time to go back over and listen to some things.
Uh-huh.
But it's important for us to know that we are creating each day the best me, you,
That's right.
You can be. I love you all.
I love
Talk
that.
To you.
I love you.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, all. Good night.